America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
Up, party people, it's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We are indeed live. Thank you guys for tuning in. Went out to Cats Cafe last night, got a little open mic in. Always great to hang out with my fellow comedian cohorts. Shouts out to Samore. I watched a comedy special she showcased for my good friends Darren D.S. Sanders, Tony Schofield, Damon Williams, and my friend Mr. Toure Gordon. Great job, guys. I watched late last night and then early this morning, man. Great job. All the Queens men were absolutely awesome. Well done. Princess Riri is in the building. Socialite in the city, how are you? Thank you guys for following the YouTube page and liking, commenting, and sharing, man. You guys' comments matter to me, and I cannot thank you enough. Andromeda is in the building with her little silly self. Let's get my guests in here. Who am I missing? I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing? Raheem. Let me get my guests in here. Let me do this. Boom. Oh, Flo. Okay, let me text Flo right quick. Okay, bear with me, guys. All right, so we're going. Let's get this show underway. Ladies and gentlemen, this young man tickles me. I put up my one-man show earlier this year, and he was there, and he came in and killed it. And just all-around great guy. Welcome to the show, Mr. Raheem Holt. I wonder if he's going to share his real
name. Hey, man. Y'all know I had to do it to him. We back, baby. And we back like black don't crack. You know what's going on, man.
Wow. Why are you yelling, Raheem?
My fault. It's my happy place, brother.
Yeah, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing amazing, man. But if I had your style and your smile, I'd be doing a whole lot better.
Hey, man. Mad love, mad respect. Raheem, Raheem is your middle name, am I right?
That's correct. Only personal friends know that, you know. So that looks like you personal friend, you know. A lot of people don't know that first
name. I'm not gonna ask you what your real name is.
okay.
Because I know you don't really want to share it with the world.
Until a later time.
All in all, man, such a great guy, man. Your spirit is infectious, and it's always a pleasure to see you around town, man. You're a really good guy to me.
Man, I appreciate it, man.
Speaking of great guys, he was here. He was in New York. He is now in L.A. Man, this guy is going to make it. I really believe it because he has the tenacity, he has the work ethic, and everything else has to line up. Welcome to the show, Mr. Corey Sherrill. Corey.
What's up, Uncle Robbie, man? I'm just happy to be here. I've been waiting.
You know how we connected the dots over the pandemic, am I right?
Yes, we did. It was over the pandemic, actually before the pandemic. You messaged me and said, you know, you were giving me pointers, and I have the note that I wrote still to this day.
Oh, wow.
That's probably the most influential moment in my creative life of seeing somebody that I didn't even see that you saw my video. You was like, hey, man, keep pushing. Learn to hide your magic. You know, you gave me a pointer. That, to me, man, that's like every guy's dream, you know, when you're doing something for somebody to see it and be like, you're not there yet. but I see you, man. Thank you, Rob.
It could definitely happen, man. And you're making it happen. You're making it happen, dude. And such a great guy, man. And it's always a pleasure to see you shining, bro. I mean, from the clubhouse days where you created a whole courtroom and everything, it was such, you know, I'm an improv guy, so it was such a pleasure to watch, bro.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, my next guest, man, this lady is a favorite here on the show. She's been on many times. She's one of those ladies that we love, you know, because she keeps it super real. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, welcome to the show, Ms. Flo. So amazing.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Christopher Show is in the building. How are you, Mr. Show? We got to get you on the show. Andromeda is in the building. Andromeda says, Raheem.
Raheem, the man. Hey, Corey Sherrill.
What's up, Flo?
All right, guys. Let's get the show underway, man. So much to cover today. First of all, Serena Williams is having another child. She's pregnant with her second child. Do y'all think her children will be athletic? Because her husband is not athletic at all. Raheem, what's your thoughts?
I feel like really, if she got a daughter, yeah, the daughter gonna be, athletic, because normally, you know, the daughter follows the mother footsteps. The son normally, you know, he probably wants to do what the dad do. So I think it's by gender with that.
Is that true, or you just making it up?
I think that's true. I'm telling you, man. It's because I'm athletic like my daddy, but my sister big like my mama.
Your sister big like your mama.
That's what I'm saying. See, running the family, brother.
You're so stupid, man. Corey Sherrill, let's talk about it, bro. Serena Williams about to have her second child. She's already got one beautiful baby. She's about to have another one. What's your thoughts on this baby or either one of these children being athletic? Is she like maybe the pound for pound one of the best athletes in the world?
I'm with Raheem on this one. You know what I'm saying? I believe that, you know, I'm one of the people that say white man can't jump. So that gene ain't gonna never just come out and have some like athletic capability. It's possible. Anything is possible. But I think that the gene gonna come from the mama when you have a mama like that, that's built like that. Cause I have the genes of my mama. My mama wears size 13. I wear a size 13 shoe. My mama's 6'1". I'm 6'4".
Oh, wow. Come on,
so I mean, I followed after my mama, so I think it's possible, man, to just get to. My dad ain't got none of that right there that my mama got.
Hey, Jeff Brown says they daddy didn't was not hilarious. Hey, thank you guys for chiming in. And Socialite the City says she delivered her second child days ago. I believe they will carry her athletic genes. We hope so. Shouts out to Serena Williams and her husband on a new baby, their second child. They're getting their biracial on, you know.
They're getting their biracial on.
Yeah, they're beautiful. These beautiful babies. All right, here we go. I wanted to throw a couple of these. This is coming down the pipe. I'm doing this show August 30th with Kenan Thompson. I'll be hosting it, and he'll be doing the VIP meet and greet beforehand. He will be in the building. Kenan Thompson will be in the building. VIP access is going down. And if you have an Amazon account, you can check out my movie. It's called The Drone That Saved Christmas. You see Rashawn Ali. You see Tony Tone there as well. Super talented folks, man. And we did this movie. And how about this? How about this, Flo? So amazing. This is the first time I was number one on the call sheet. I'm the main character in this movie.
Wow. Congratulations.
Come on,
wow.
Man, that's a blessing, big dog. Yeah.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
I can tell, hey, Uncle Rodney, I can tell you the main one from that photo, though, because you have both your dimples showing. I show out too when I'm the main one.
Right.
Hey, when I'm the main one, I show out too. That smile's a little different right there.
Big old smile. Oh, thank you. Victor Marshall says congratulations. Christopher Show says congratulations. We have, you know, big fan. Thank you. Thank you, comedian, for coming in. And let's get the show underway. Flo So Amazing is in. Matter of fact, Flo, I'm putting you up top. I don't like Raheem next to me.
Okay, appreciate
that. There we go. And every day feel better. The world is in order now. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Women are out there taking care of themselves nowadays. I found this little video. It made me laugh. Just to get y'all thoughts.
Somebody said I got low vibrations. Girl, my vibrator ain't never on low. Never. Fuck you talking about barbershop. That's all you hear in this bitch. Going on. Bitch, you don't know me.
She said her vibrator is never on low. Flo, are these girls out there servicing themselves sometimes?
I see. I think I'm the only old school nigga left. I don't use toys. I'm intimidated. And then they go to level 10. I'm like, bitch, you gonna have neuropathy down there. You gonna permanently damage yourself. Yeah, I don't do toys. I'm an 80s baby.
We joking, but that could really happen. Corey, man, you could damage yourself, am I right?
Yep, you could. It's possible. You know, for me, man, I try to stay away from the women, man. I feel like they like super sex craze. I run into them, you know, a lot. And so I need a woman that like a natural, man, because I don't have no supernatural capability. This is all you're getting right here. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah. I like the regular dick pumps, the six moves you got, Rodney. That satisfies me. Like the regular dicks. Yeah, I like the regular dicks.
Yeah, you ain't got time for all of the vibration. I mean, no. They got spin, they got stuff that you go in and out.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Make you feel like you're a mixing bowl. I'm not no cake mix. I don't want no dick going in a complete circle. No.
Right. Raheem, man, you out there in them streets, man. You dating. Yeah. What's it like out there right now, man?
Right now, it's a lot of competition. Other than the bedroom, you better have some long money. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, you better have long money. So if you ain't got long money, just go down to Old Net, bring $40 in a tip. They'll take care of you, brother.
You stupid. And Raheem, now you are what? How tall are you? 5'4", 5'5"?
So I'm 5'4", and then 5'5" with shoes on.
So you 5'5".
With shoes on.
Yeah.
Do you find women exclude you based on your height, or your personality just so bright that they had to come get it?
Both. Some women said, "Man, Raheem, man, you're so cute and adorable, you just too short, you know, right?" But I said, "Laying down with the same height, you know." But luckily, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting a little juice out here. That star power. They don't care what my height is. I done have my face. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen women go crazy over little Kevin Hart, man.
And he's overlook.
Oh, yeah.
And Raheem got the drive too of Kevin Hart. I love it.
Yeah, man. I
appreciate that.
Now, Corey, you're 6'4".
Yeah.
That's what they looking for.
Damn.
Have they excluded you based on your height?
Oh, man, it's like crazy out here, man. Especially in LA. I thought that, you know, Atlanta was, I didn't get it like that in Atlanta. In LA, it's really like women treat me like a king out here. And then as far as like me, with my height, I got a cold moan game. So a woman, she stuck.
Wait, what's that? What's the moan game? I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, I got a cold. See, that's what I'm saying. Guys don't moan no more. I'm an expert at moaning.
Okay. You
know, Take me back, Corey. I used to be a moaner myself.
I let her hear. Yeah. I let her hear all the whole, you know, I do all that, man. So, you know, I'm playing.
Well, so, man, you don't hear no man moaning in your ear, do you?
Nah, I like that. Yeah. I don't want to hear him scream. I don't want to hear you scream, though.
My ooh is cold. Ooh.
Yeah.
I do have a question, Flo. Would you prefer a man to talk while sex or either moan to you? You know, dudes be saying some crazy stuff and talking.
What you say?
Would you rather have a man talk to you during sex or moan to you during sex?
I'd rather moan. That's why I say I dig the moan. Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped watching that one dude I wasn't watching him. He was in Pornhub. The motherfucker be talking too much. Yeah.
It's a distraction.
Right.
All right. Speaking of what Raheem brought in into the conversation, money and being a breadwinner, this girl says this, and It's really crazy. Check this out.
So I believe, you know, the man is supposed to be the breadwinner.
Okay.
I would like to, like, talk about, you know, maybe having a weekly allowance or something.
Okay. How much was the week? Yeah, how much would be a week? Like, what's the...
That's actually what I'm used to with my significant other. Like, mm-hmm. he's always been a provider for me. Okay. You know.
So how much is a weekly allowance?
Like, my last relationship, you know, he was giving me like $2,000-$3,000 every week. So between like $10,000 to $13,000 a month.
Wow. I ain't been living right. I have not.
What I'm doing with my life.
I ain't been living right.
Woo.
I mean, guys, is this a reality out there in these streets, man? Like, I guess it ain't tricking if you got it, but I mean, that seemed like a substantial amount of money, Corey.
It is. And I run into that. That's why I only keep them for once they find out I don't got no money yet, Uncle Rodney, they gone.
They gone.
Hey, Uncle Rodney, I went on a date the other day, man. Real talk, the bill came out to $53, man. Rodney, I have $47. I'm in a comedy club down there in Rollins on stage.
Right.
And I got my date, famous opera singer. She's like, I know you say you were struggling, but you don't have $10 more? Oh, Rodney. You gotta say it's in the car. Yeah. She was like, oh, you can go to the car. He's going to the car. And I went to the car.
I go to the car. I ain't never coming back.
Right. I hit pork chops up, man. It's good to have white comedian friends. You know, you keep a couple of them.
Okay.
You send me $22.
That's what's up.
Made it happen, man.
Hey, shout out to Socialite the City. The super chat is up. And if you're on YouTube, you can make a donation. Thank you. $19.99. Wow, that's huge. That is super huge. Well done. Thank you so much, sis. We appreciate that. Yes. Very well done. All right. let's keep it going. I don't know. I do subscribe to the idea of being the breadwinner, though. I consider myself a breadwinner. But, I mean, my wife and I have been married 27 years. I don't think... Oh, she don't have no allowance. I mean, if she need money, she got access to money.
Give it to her. Yeah,
she got access to all the accounts. She got access to everything. But my wife liked to work just to have her own, you know. But you know, if a guy's a breadwinner, is he expected, Raheem? Is he expected to also give his lady some sort of allowance?
I don't feel like a man is supposed to really give a woman allowance, but a man and a woman definitely supposed to have communication on behalf of what is his responsibility to provide for you, because you was already providing for yourself before I met for you, right? I'm just supposed to add happiness and value to you, and if I choose to give you money, that's because I want to, not because you're expecting it. So that's more of a traditional woman. I expect you. They're gonna send these modern day women. They want that allowance. Matter of fact, I was talking to this chick. We weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend, just because I let her stay tonight and I hit her. She was like, "So
you gonna did what? What you do?"
Just because I let her stay the night and hit her, we weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend, but she expected money from me.
I'm like, dang.
How much you give her? How much you give her? How much you give her?
I said, I give you some gas money. But
okay, to get back home.
Yeah, right. I'm not your provider. That was just like a cool type thing. We met in the club. You text me at 2. I told you to come over. That's it. That wasn't no, that's how that is.
There is a value to being spending time with women. I say it all the time. You know, I'm a father of five girls. And I tell my daughters, if a guy wants to spend some time with you, he needs to be able to take care of you. Am I tripping? Is that bad advice?
No.
Mm-mm. I agree.
It's a secret to dating, too. Anytime, fellas, that you go out on a date, if you want to save money, let her order first. So you know fact. Order second on behalf of the price menu.
You know, that lets you know whether you're getting chicken or steak.
All right, let her order first. So therefore, you know your price pockets, and she don't know, so she can't be pocket watching.
I guess. All right.
Or another one is this, right? Would you? Yeah. This is a good one though. A case if it's a little light on your pockets.
Yeah.
Right. You gotta pick a restaurant that closes at 9 o'clock, man.
You gotta get out of there.
Oh yeah.
You got. Right. So when she don't come on time.
Right.
Never on time. Your ass late. You need to be there. You need to be gone. You need to hit right. Early to text. Hey, I left. I'm a time type of person. Integrity means everything. And I'm telling you, man, it works every time.
Right. Then she be like, well, I'll it's my treat next time.
Right.
Come on, Rodney. You already know the empathy gang, you know? Nobody went there. My mama was late all the time, you know?
Let me ask y'all this. Do y'all travel? Of course, we as comedians, we travel all over the country, all over the world. But in parts of this world that you can't be acting up in, have you traveled at Flow So Amazing somewhere around the world where they had real strict rules, like Brittany Griner encountered the whole thing in Germany?
Oh, yeah. I would have been over there locked up for the rest of my life because I would have took some Reefa over there. You know, I wouldn't have never known. So I normally travel to where Reefa is acceptable because I am a smoker. So I don't drink. Really? But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also amazing. I never knew you smoked.
Yeah, I smoke a joint or two. I'm not a heavy smoker, but yeah.
Man,
it keeps me balanced.
I was telling Tyler Chronicle, I was thinking about smoking weed. He's like, Rodney, there is no entry level weed. Like, you are super high or nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would pay to
ain't no mid level weed.
I would pay to get to smoke with you, Rodney Perry. Like, if you did a show, Rodney, about to hit the blunt and hit the stage, I would want to be there. I would have to.
Dude, I've only done that once in my career, and I remember vividly I smoked the weed. And I went on stage, and I remember walking up, and then I remember coming down. I remember nothing in between.
Wow. Mm. Now I don't get high before a show. Yeah, I feel like that's strict. That's business when I'm up there. I'm serious. That's my job. That's my career. So yeah, I do that afterwards to settle down because you know when you get so much adrenaline rush, I need something to kind of taper me down.
Hey, Rodney, you would never know this, right? I went to Cali, Colombia. And in Colombia, I thought the weed was legal. Cocaine is legal. I didn't know this, man. So I'm at a party, bro, outside. They had the whole, you know, like it's raining and stuff, rain, the real light rain. And it was like, I want to say, man, about, you know, to give you a visual, up to 10 blocks of people just outside, man, dancing. Salsa,
oh, wow.
Man. And you the only person smoking weed. The only brother from America. And I look around and I see that the police is coming in on me. And the DJ said, put the weed down. And I dropped the weed. It came over the big old speaker. And it came over there. They was like looking at the weed. They was looking at me. And then somebody came over and was like, bro, you're not supposed to smoke weed. He's about to go to jail. They would have caught it on your presence and not on the ground. I wouldn't went to jail. So I don't even want to smoke weed nowhere.
Wow. It's crazy some of the rules they got overseas. Get this story, y'all. Check this out.
Baxter says her 29-year-old daughter ultimately yelled back at the rental car agent, she says resulting in her being charged for screaming there in Dubai.
And so she is in jail for one reason alone. She raised her voice. In that country, a female is not even allowed to raise her voice.
Oh, no, I can't go over there.
Right.
I can't go over there. Hell no.
Man, man's definitely going to jail.
Right.
How crazy is that, Flow? So amazing, man. Young lady over there, you know, at the ticket counter, get a rental car and yelling at the people and get thrown in the who's got.
I wouldn't expect that. Oh, my God. That's wild. That's wild. We have so many freedoms. You just never know what other country's going through. And we're so free to be wretched here. We could say our booty hole's brown. I wouldn't be able to survive there in Dubai. That's crazy.
I'm thinking about the women who walk hard. I wonder what they do to them.
What'd you say?
I'm thinking about the women who walk hard. You know, I have a couple cousins. You can hear them upstairs all the way in the basement. They walk hard than a motherfucker. They probably torture, cut their foot off or something.
Hey, here goes. Now, I ran this piece yesterday. I want to recap this because I got a follow-up to it. I got a video that's gonna trip y'all out. All right. They say this.
I had two guys call in. They work at DNA testing centers. One guy had to quit. One guy still works there. He told me 40% of the children are not the man's child.
40%.
He said 40%.
Somebody called Maury.
It's usually
make DNA testing.
It's mandatory. It's two scenarios. It's where the woman, the person's getting a DNA test because the woman claims that is their child. Turns out it's not. The other one is where the parent is on a deathbed and makes a confession.
Oh,
or they need a help.
That's crazy.
How crazy is that?
My dad was done like that.
Really?
My dad had raised the child till she was, he still like says his child refused, but the mom admitted before passing. Yeah, he paid child support and everything. And the girl's not his.
Wow. Get out of here. Now, was it a question? Did she not look like him? You know what I mean?
No, she didn't. And she's super tall, like big feet. Like a size 13. We all 5'5", 5'6". She's 6'2". Yeah. Well,
odd man out.
Right. But he never, I don't know why he never questioned it. My dad just a sweet, sweet guy.
But you know, that's an era of men, an era of people, you know, that you just dealt with it. You just raised the kid. Like my stepdad, you say, ain't no steps in this house. Corey, what's your thoughts, man? 40% of men that they say are the father are not the father at all.
My first parenting experience was with a child that wasn't mine, and I knew it wasn't mine. See? But at the time, my current
that's a choice too. That's a choice. I mean, it's not like when you become a stepfather, you know what the situation is. But if you think the child is yours, that's got to be devastating.
Well, this is the thing though. Everybody around, because I did have unprotected sex with her, so I have to wait to the DNA testing process. And then, of course, she had a job. So, when I got time. So, that took about like 3-4 months, man.
Really?
So raising an infant child
right.
That wasn't mine.
Bonded
and I was looking at the kid
too.
Like, I know you're not mine. But I just can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, it's different, but.
So you went through the whole DNA process?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Summer. The little girl name was Summer.
Oh, man. Man, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I definitely think it should be mandatory. Like, you know, DNA testing should just be mandatory. Keep the ground fair, you know, make sure everybody's being honest.
Raheem, you got a pretty distinctive look. If that baby don't come out with them teeth and that dimple, I'm not that baby papa.
Right. I never had experience nothing like that. Of course, I had a couple of close calls. But a lot of women get mad at me because the moment they tell me they pregnant, I always ask them, you sure it's mine? And then they like, what you mean? I'm like, hey,
I want to know.
Yeah. I'm a predator, brother. You know, so, that's tough, man. As a man, like if they choose to take that role, that's kind of like their decision. You know what I'm saying? But to be heartbreaking to find out if you thought it was yours and it wasn't, it's like a mental scar for the rest of your life.
Mm. Now there's some legalities to it, depending on what state you're in. Am I right, Flo? Because like, if you've been raising a child, a lot of the courts meet say continue to raise them.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But my dad pretty much felt that way. She was like 14 or 15 when he found out. He like, this is my daughter. Yeah. Yeah, wow. This is my daughter.
I would do the same thing if I probably.
Yeah.
I could see that. But like 2 months, 3 months. Hey, look, man. You need to go to your daddy.
Get your baby. Yeah, get your baby.
I don't know if this one is a sketch or not, guys, but this is right along the same lines. Check this out.
What the fuck is it? Darius is not my motherfucking kid.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this?
That's a motherfucking DNA test.
Why did you take a DNA
test? I took a fucking DNA test because you know.
From where? What the fuck is it?
Emory, bitch? Yeah.
Why are you taking a DNA test?
Because my sister told my.
Your nosy ass sister.
Yeah, fuck, she was right?
She was fucking right.
Yeah, but you be lying out. What the fuck is.
Right.
Why would you name our child Darius? It's not our child.
Son.
It's not even our child. No, it's not my son.
Yes, you've
no.
been raising him for 3 years.
Yeah, I've been raising him, and you know that was somebody else's child. You know that was some. Who the fuck he was
family.
Fucking?
He even looks like family.
No, he looks like fucking family. Bitch, why have you sat there and let me raise, got my last name? Are you fucking kidding me?
All right. During the time that we had a break, it was one time. All right, we were going through stuff, and that's it.
Okay, one time.
So this is so absurd to me, but it happens all the time, up to 40%. How do you protect yourself, Raheem?
You got to have good pull-out game.
Protection.
Why not just put a condom on?
Hey. Man, because I think, man, at a certain age, man, you like, man, forget a condom, man. You know?
I just found out I was 2 days old, 2 days younger when I found out that guys are taking, like, the, like my buddy, he's taking, like, there's a AIDS pill. Like, for like if you have a flare-up, it'll make the AIDS go away. And he takes those when he engages with some of these ladies out here because they could be sick and you just not know. And I'm like, dude, you.
He wild though. That's living wild.
He caught some before.
But no, this stuff is like 100% like accurate.
Yeah,
like
it works. Yeah, your liver just gonna get tender over the years taking that stuff.
The liver get tender. I love it. Horrible is a girl. So she said that they had a break and she dipped out, but she let that man believe that that was his kid.
I mean, that's just downright dirty. I don't know what else to say. I can't imagine doing anything like that. See, that's why fatal attraction is around. That's why these women get cut up and put in body bags. I think they play too much. Yeah, I think some of these women play too much. Yeah, you playing with fire when you do something like that.
Well said, well said. Corey, man, I mean, you dealt with a similar situation, bro.
I can't imagine.
Like mentally, what does that do to you, bro? Like you a man, you got a beautiful daughter, you think, and then it turns out the baby not yours.
I mean, I celebrated, man, because I shouldn't have been fucking no girl on no blood bed anyway. You know what I'm saying? She didn't live in the house 6 months and she still got a blood bed. So I was stressed the fuck out. I was like, free.
Right.
Literally had a moment with
that. Was a bad decision. That was a bad decision from the beginning.
Yes, that and Wild Ivy Rose. You ever had some Wild Ivy Rose, man?
That part of that. Yeah.
You don't want it. Yeah, I was messing with the wrong girl. So I didn't have a true experience. I was just happy for anything that wasn't mine. The baby could have been 20% mine. I was like, this better than 100. And her mama, but she changed her life though, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the home health care is helping a lot of women.
Hey, well said. Hey, y'all, my name is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. We're here with some great folks today. Raheem Holder's in the building, Corey Sherrill, and the great Flo So Amazing, a favorite of the show. And thank you. We got another gift. Wow, wait. Victor Marshall hit us with a 20 spot.
Hey, Vic.
Wow, how crazy is this, man?
So what's that about, Rodney? Are they subscribed?
So when you are on YouTube, people can subscribe. They can hit the YouTube and donate to the show.
Oh, I'm gonna do that. I didn't know that. Okay.
It's called a super chat, so it's kind of dope. And yeah.
Okay.
So let's get to a game of this or that, guys. Name of the game is this or that. I'll give you two things. You tell me what's your thoughts. Here we go. Flo So Amazing, this or that, buns or sliced bread?
Buns.
Buns, okay.
Who don't like buns?
I'm a sliced bread dude. You know, I got beef. Tell you why, I got beef with buns. Because you can buy hot dogs, you get 15 hot dogs and 6 buns.
That's okay.
Ain't never right. Like the hot dog people and the bun people need to get together and give you exactly what buns in a pack of damn hot dogs. Am I tripping?
I didn't look at it that way, but that makes sense because I do have all these irregular buns around now. Yeah, because it don't match.
Ain't no hot dogs left. What the hell? Hey, Raheem the Dream. Buns or sliced bread?
Sliced bread all the way, brother. You can it's always fresh. So you can toast the bread too.
I don't like them edges. I don't like them edges. That's what it is.
Well, now that's one thing I miss my mom. My mama would cut the edges off my
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Little stuff that's sweet.
When your parent gone. Hey, Corey Sherrill.
I'm following suit with the guys, man. You know, sliced bread. Gluten free though, man. I don't know where the gluten came. I didn't even know I had a gluten issue.
Gluten make everything taste better.
I know, but I'm gluten free, man. I have gas all day, Robbie. I'm out of there, man.
Hey, Corey, here goes. Yeah. This or that. Mind your business or be nosy.
Corey, sound like you're trying to be nosy. Nigga, you don't have time to answer, nigga. How you gonna think about it if you need to be nosy?
Is Corey frozen, or he just
ain't? No, he thinking.
No, I can't hear you. I would say I'm being nosy, man, because that's how I get my jokes.
Hey, you know we got to watch people all the time. Hey, Flo, yeah, so
observational.
Flo, so amazing. Mind your business or be nosy.
Mind my motherfucking business. It's so much easier.
It's just a great life, right?
Yeah.
Raheem the Dream, mind your business or be nosy. You like a nosy little motherfucker.
Hey, I think it's all situational shit. You dig what I'm saying? You ask me for shit, what the fuck you need $2 for? Okay?
Right.
Okay, but other than that, you better mind your mother business. 2+2, not knowing what it is, looking long titty, no nipple, having ass.
Right.
All right, Raheem, this or that, R&B or hip-hop?
Ooh. Man.
That's tough one.
That's tough one, man. I realize the older I get, I'm cool with some R&B, let it chill and vibe out. But back in the younger days, you know, definitely hip-hop. You know, I was wild. You know, come home any time of the day, that's what keep me. But I'm an R&B type guy. You know, I like to vibe out and chill.
All right, Flo, so amazing. R&B or hip-hop?
Gosh, I'm such a thug in the inside, but I need some R&B in the room. Let's say hip-hop.
Okay, so who is your favorite hip-hop artist, Flo? And what ratchet music are you listening to right now?
I don't like it, but it's so catchy. The Booty Hole Brown, who is that?
Chucky Red.
I'd be upset. Who is that? Becky, I don't even know. Okay. Yep. And
thinking her booty hole is brown, which is a fact.
Right. She was stating facts. And let's see. I like Future. I like a lot of hip hop artists. T.I. What's my boy Gucci? Gucci is my husband in my head. Gucci man. Right? Yes. He's tall, dark, and handsome, and a beautiful white smile. That gets you.
Corey, R&B or hip-hop?
I'm an R&B dude, man. Sarah Nation. You know, that helps me with this, especially when you can play songs to make the girl think that you mean what the song said. I'm an expert at that.
Corey, a lover. You're a lover, ain't you, Corey?
I love love. I love fast. I love now. Like, it's going down, you know?
Hey, Jeff Brown says, buns are celebratory. Bread is just bread. All the bread is the same. And Andromeda says R&B all day. All right, here we go. Let's run around a horn on this one. Flo So Amazing. Disney or Pixar?
What's the difference? Ain't they the same? So Pixar. So
the movie Up was Pixar. Disney is like Snow White.
Okay, Pixar.
Center for all. Pixar. All right. Do y'all know the difference, Raheem, Disney or Pixar?
I say Disney. I grew up more on Disney movies. Pixar, not too many. If it is Pixar, then I probably didn't pay too much attention. It's Disney. It's like Little Mermaid. What is that one?
Little Mermaid is Disney, I believe.
Yeah, Disney then, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
Did you say that because of
Lil Mermaid? But that's under the sea. That crab, my boy.
What's Lion King? The Kuda Matata. What was that?
That's what I should have said.
That's a big ass movie too. Corey Sherrill.
I'm Disney, man. You know. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Disney.
Victor Marshall says, no, Disney or Marvel now. Disney
Marvel.
Disney all the way then, for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And Disney is also ABC TV.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Tall or short, Corey?
Tall. Is this...
Look at
I know we can hang out sometime, man.
He's silly.
Hang on, look at him, man. He look like you can barely see him, man, over there, like a little dot. I see all teeth. Yeah. I see you, man. Mm. Ooh, look at him.
Raheem Hope, tall or short? Tall or short?
Hey, man, short all day, man. Short all day, man. Short people winning, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Short people winning. Live longer lives because it takes less time for their blood to go from circulate through their body.
That's good. That's good to know. I knew that.
I don't know if that's true, but I've definitely heard that.
Heard that.
What? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is like 110 years old.
He's one. Everybody else dead. Everybody else tall. He's the only one left. Flo So Amazing, tall or short?
Tall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, guys. Peach cobbler or chocolate cake? Raheem, peach cobbler or chocolate cake?
Man, chocolate cake, cool. But I done had some five peach cobbler at a lot of black folks' house. So I got to go peach cobbler because it's always peach cobbler, pecan pie. So yeah, I got to go to cobbler, man. From
peach
the South.
You really can't go wrong, peach cobbler. Corey, peach cobbler or chocolate cake?
I'm going with that peach cobbler, man. That top crust, there's something about it, man. Especially if it's like a little soggy with the cobbler, the extra cob on there, man. You eat a warm, cold ice cream. You can show out with some cobbler.
Oh, yeah. Get them, Mr. Sherelle.
Oh, So Amazing. Are you a baker?
Yes, it's always chocolate. Peach cobbler off the chain, but I'm going to choose chocolate cake.
Hey, one of the highlights of my life is when to come home and my mom be having a little hand blender and she making up like the Duncan Hines cakes and they be so good.
So moist.
Chocolate icing, man. I would spend my life to get one of them cakes right now. I would love to have that. And my daughter made me one for my birthday and I cried like a baby. It was like my mama and it came.
Oh, man.
So sweet.
Big Vino in the building. What's up, Big Vino? How are you? What up, though? What up, though? Shout out to Victor Marsh. I just made a peach cobbler fire.
Yeah, you peach cobbler, good.
You'd be saying they peach cobbler fire.
Yeah, they do.
But is it fire?
It's great.
I made a peach cobbler in a crock pot. I don't know if y'all ever tried that. You make it everything the same, but the breading part is cake.
Oh yeah, I had that before. That's good.
Outstanding. You still cook it the same way, but it's a little outstanding.
I'm gonna have to try that. The breading is the cake. Good God.
And you can cook it in a crock pot and it all come out one thing. Yes.
Food is definitely my love language.
You know that was good because Rodney went for a taste. Like he tasted it. You know that.
Right. He went for that all wrong, Corey Selling. Yeah.
For a taste of that.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuning to Rodney Perry Live. We're coming around the bend of the show. Great show today. First of all, thanks to my guests for coming in. Flo So Amazing is in the building. And I don't think I played this one. So I know this couple, man. Good folks. And we'll just check out the video.
Yeah, Keon kind of pissed me off the other day because he was like, I never told him, but, and I'm sure he'll watch this and find out, but he was like, he was going to go to some after party, right? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's tonight? I was like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, yeah, are you interested? Do you want me to see, like, if you can go? And in my mind, I was like, if I can go, wherever you can go, I can go.
Period.
Like, but I was like, this is not even worth me correcting right now in this moment. Like, don't right, you it's not ever worth think the fight in this moment. Right? I can't go.
Did you hear that, Keon? She's an automatic plus. Y'all attached now.
Exactly. Like, that's but what I was, it is. I wasn't interested. So I was like, no, I'm good. But I was like,
I low key went through that last night. But do you think if you was interested, you would have made us think about it? If you were interested in going.
I don't know. Because I'm like, I'm very non-confrontational. So I do.
I thought I was not.
All right, guys. Is your significant other automatically in all of this stuff that we do? We do a lot of stuff. And I know for me, my wife didn't always want to go. Uh-huh. You know, and we have learned over the years, certain stuff she want to go. If we go on, Tom Joyner, give me a ticket to the cruise. I'm not going on. No, she want to be there all 7 days, have a good time on the cruise. She want to see the concert. If I do a concert, she probably want to come. It depends on who it is, though. Some people she don't give a damn. But how do you navigate that, Flo So Amazing? I mean, does your husband want to go to some of this comedy stuff?
In the beginning, now, you know, not so much.
Yeah.
You don't really. I mean, he'll let me know, like, if he want to go. But I don't just say, like, let me see if you can go. I'll say that. I feel like I'll say that if I don't want him to go. I feel like her dude didn't really want her to go. That's why he threw out, let me see if you can go.
And y'all tell me if y'all had this, like, with my wife. It's sometimes easier for me to navigate those situations that's kind of halfway business by myself. Like, right. I can navigate the party. I can navigate the whole thing better. Because when my lady with me, I got to make sure she's okay. And yeah. If she's not with me, I don't have to do that. Raheem the Dream, talk to me about that, bro.
What's up, dog? Yeah, I kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? I kind of got like a little, you know what I'm saying, a chick I mess with. And we kind of already had the communication talk about like what she want to be invited to and what she don't. It's a lot of standing around. She's like, nah, you go. But it's something she's interested in, like music and comedy.
Right.
She wants to go, but if she just know, I'm like, yeah, I'm finna go, you know, to you know, do a show tonight, 7 o'clock.
Right. Open
like,
mic or something. Yeah.
Yeah. She don't care about that. So it's kind of already something phenomenal. She wants to go, but other than that, she cool with me.
Corey, Sherelle, you're in the dating space. Like, when you meet somebody that's kind of cool, how long before you introduce them to your comedy world?
Man, I prefer to just go by myself, man. I haven't had that space of having a partner yet and bringing her to shows because I invite everybody to shows because, you know, I'm on Muslims Meet, Tinder, I'm on Hinge, I'm on all the websites inviting women. Like, when they hit on my headshot, I'm like, let them know I got a comedy show. So, like, I'm damn near on the date anyway.
So you're using the dating site to promote.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm killing them right now.
That's what's that.
Hey, listen, Felix at the Comedy Chateau, I had 28 women come, and I met them all online, Facebook dating. I'm talking about, like, I don't care how you look. I'm going to see something beautiful in you.
Corey out there using his looks. Corey, they told me, like, bro, you don't use your looks enough.
But I will say this, Rodney. Now that I'm on it, I'm acting, I have a main role on Double Cross. It's on BT, Amazon Prime.
That's a good show.
Because I got my own trailer. So I did have two shorties that I wanted to see me in that space who I might need to borrow $20 from. I did have them come. I ain't gonna lie. I had them come.
That you might need to borrow $20 from. Yeah. I'm down with him.
See me in the trailer and them said, oh, we need him. Can everyone be quiet so he can speak? They saw that. That was, oh my God. I love it.
Hey, speaking of borrowing. Like, what's the most money you can borrow? What's the most money you can borrow, Flo?
What you mean? Like, that I have, like, access to?
In the world, that, like, maybe that's not a good question. What's the most money you would loan out?
My dad taught me this at an early age. Never loan what you can't afford to not get back.
Yeah.
Because it ruins relationships. Mm-hmm. So the most I can loan right now is probably $200.
Hey, you know what? That's a good amount. That's fair. I'm not mad. What's your threshold on that, Raheem Hope?
My threshold is I kind of don't look for it back because, Flo, you're 100% correct. Friendships have been ruined for me because people haven't paid me back. You dig what I'm saying? So now.
But you ain't going to get it again.
Right,
you don't
right.
Pay-
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's your last. That's a small fee. Come on.
Right. So what I do is now, if whatever people ask me for, I give them half of that. So say you need 100, I'll be like, look, I don't have 100, but I got 50. But I got 50. And I tell them, and if you pay that 50 back, then when the next time you ask for some money, then I'll give it to you because I don't even want to look for it back. So therefore, I just give you half of whatever it is you're looking for.
Now, Flo, before I ask Corey this, let me ask you this. You have children. Do you ever get your change back?
No. I'm so sick of them niggas. Gosh.
Where's my damn change? I know you wanted it, Dad. Yes, it's my change.
That's my kids. I don't never get change back, ever.
Corey, what's your threshold of loaning? You a loan somebody?
But when they got money in their pocket, my bad. And I'm doing laundry. I don't never let them niggas know where it was. I keep that.
My wife keep everything. Like,
yeah.
And I'm good for, like, I mean, I have substantial money be in my pockets. Right. You know, 50, 100, da da. My wife, she just put it all away at the end of the year. She be like, here's all your money.
And oh, that's sweet.
$1,000. Yeah. I got pissed. Right, here go this video. I put this up yesterday on my Instagram channel.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Roddy Perry. And I was just thinking about this. So, you know, I got some rich friends, some real deal rich friends, and I'm doing good. Roddy Perry doing good. I'm going to say that. But I'm just below the level of richness where people ask me for money. People don't assume I got it. I got friends get hit up all the time. I mean, for a substantial borrows and loans, thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, if you got to go to a human being, a friend or family member, ask for $10,000, your ass needs to go to the bank. Period. But it's biblical for all of y'all that's got it, or people assume you got it. God said in the Bible, he'll make you the lender and not the borrower. Hey, it's your lot in life. Deal with it.
That's a blessing, Rodney. They don't think that you may get 10 grand. Let them niggas keep thinking that. I want my family to think like that.
I pray for it.
It's definitely a blessing to be able to lend.
No,
it is.
It's a blessing.
To be able to do that. But man, like my buddy, right? So I was in the Navy with several guys. And so I got, first of all, my buddy Harry is rich. He worked for Kevin Hart. I didn't even know he was rich until I went to his wedding. He just got remarried. And I was at the wedding and I said to myself, nigga, when did your ass get rich?
When did you ain't let nobody know?
I had no idea. I thought he was still a regular nigga. This nigga that flew people in, you know, put you up at a beautiful hotel. I was like, nigga, when, how can you afford this shit? He was rich.
Rich.
But it's one of our Navy buddies that he don't ask me for nothing. I ain't gonna say a thing. He don't ask me for nothing. But he asks Harry for money all the time. And I'm like, Harry, like, how do he know you got it like that?
Right.
Harry keep giving him $1,000 here, $1,000 here, $1,000 here, $1,000 here. To me, he got it, but so what? It ain't his money. Like, you can't, that's his money. You can't just.
Like, when I make it, Rodney, my bad on cutting you off. I already told my family, because I know it's coming. Y'all get like one lump sum, and the lump sum is to, I'm having them work out their game plan now. What business you want to start? You get what I'm saying? So I feel like when God bless me, my goal is to fund my family business so they can create their own wealth, because you're not going to come back and forth and keep hollering at me because I got it. I need you to make this 100K work. You get what I'm saying? Because it ain't no coming back. And if you fuck it up, you just ain't going to like me because you ain't getting no more.
No, we're going to put life insurance on everybody.
Now, you know. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Corey.
I was just gonna put life insurance on everybody.
That's smart, Corey.
I'll just put life insurance on a family member now, because that's the easiest way to build generational wealth. And everybody else got to hold their own and be strong.
That's smart. That's why I think white people don't cry hard, because they put 600 racks on their granddaddy. Yeah.
And once you turn 70 in my family, I'm putting life insurance on your ass.
You ain't getting a whole lot of life insurance for those.
But you get 500,000 once you turn 70. If you get 75, then you.
But
get
you got the younger you can put it on them, the better though.
I know, but
the younger the better.
Sometimes on payments, I could pay from 70, Robbie. That's not they almost there at the Golden Gate.
They 70, almost so good for me,
the Golden Gate is hilarious.
It is. And my family don't like you. You're gonna be a fan for a short time anyway. So hey, fuck it.
Right? How about that? You know what, man? I'm a giver. You know, I get it. I'm always thinking about, you know, the next person. But people that assume you got it and hit you up for it, to me, that's greedy. Sometimes it's just not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Am I tripping?
No, you're right.
I'm funding dreams. So make it work.
Hey, you know, I was reading about Jill Scott. So what Jill Scott does, similar to what you were saying, Flo, she has a fund, and the family can borrow from the fund like a bank.
Oh, cool. So
they have if you need $1,000, but you got to pay it back. And if you don't pay it back, you mess up the fund for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got like, you know, $80,000 in the set of money. And they can go. They got to submit a paperwork. Like if you don't want to go through a process, you know, then you ain't gonna get none of that money. That's what she say.
That's smart too.
I like that actually.
How you deal with your family, Rodney?
They don't ask me for nothing because, you know, my
sister. Oh, you did say that. Okay, they don't bother you. That's a blessing. That's
my sister's doing great.
Okay.
You know, and I feel like I got a couple hundred from her if I needed it. My brother just don't ask me for nothing. None of my brothers ask me for nothing.
That's a blessing. Okay.
Now, and my baby brother is doing great, you know. Uh-huh. I do believe in asking for what you want though. Like I got one of my daughters, she will ask if she wants something. And she always get what she want. But my other daughter never asked, and then she be looking around like, how come y'all didn't get that for me? Like, you better say something.
That's right, because I don't know.
That's me.
Can't read your damn mind. Your mind.
All right, guys. Damn.
Jeff Brown says that fun game keeps it off of the whole, the one with money. Let them argue over the same fixed amount. Yeah, agreed. All right, guys. Great show today. I can't thank you guys enough for coming on. Flow So Amazing. How do we stay in touch?
Flow So Amazing on all social media.
Flow, your eyebrows looking quite
thank
wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, Corey, how are you, man? Thank you for coming on. How do we stay in touch?
You can find me by looking up Corey Sherrill, my name, or hashtagging sexiest man in comedy on that trademark right there. You'll find me. There we go.
I'm not looking it up. All right. Raheem Hope.
Yep.
Is that real? You really trademarked that?
Yeah, sexiest man in comedy.
Wow, that's dope. All right. Raheem Holt, how do we stay in touch, bro?
What's up, everybody? All social medias at Raheem Holt, and also in Atlanta, Georgia, every second Friday at Apache. The second way to stay in contact with me, if you can't reach me off any type of social media, shit, just call Rodney. Just call Rodney.
So Raheem's so stupid, right? He called me sometime and hang up in my face.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
That's what built our relationship so strong.
That's why y'all relationship strong, because you hang up.
I don't know. I just like people shorter than me. So he's one of my favorite. Hey, what a show today. Thank you guys for coming on. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. This is season 3, episode 3.
333.
That was the angel numbers. Let's go. Before we go, again, thank you guys for coming on. My name is Rodney Perry, and that is our show. Thank you for the super chats, guys. Appreciate y'all. And wow, let's keep building a great show. Let's go.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one